Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to Independence Day 2023. Happy birthday, America. I'm your host of the Captain's America Third Watch, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations along the networks that we're on. That's GCN Live, that's USA Radio Network, as well as selected Salem media stations in some of the big markets across the country, and some great independent stations, too, scattered around as well. We appreciate all of them. And a special shout-out to Walt at WGMD in the Delmarva section. That's a great little area of the country. We appreciate being able to talk to the folks over there, and we appreciate Delmarva and WGMD having us on the air. So happy Independence Day to you there, Mr. Walt. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, a lot of those guys will be off today. The bulk mail center haulers, they're off, except for the long-haul guys hauling the mail, say, from L.A. to Miami and San Francisco to Boston or whatever. They're out there on the road this weekend. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and all the other petroleum products, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. And we also happen to be on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, that's Donald Trump's website. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, well, first I'm going to welcome Kyle Warren back. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we do have a caller on the line, so I'm just letting you know that. And good morning, Denise. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Do you want to take the caller first, or you want to go on?
No, we can take the caller.
Okay. Good morning, Aaron in Colorado. What's going on?
Well, first of all, the cry from the loony left about term limits for the Supreme Court, they're only saying that the AOCs and these other morons are saying that because the Supreme Court is not doing their bidding anymore. So obviously they're crying for term limits. But I would love term limits in the House and the Senate. 12 years in the House, 12 years in the Senate. And, of course, AOC, she's trying to be Nancy Pelosi's up-and-coming moron. So, you know, she would love to be in the House as long as that old corrupt bag of bones has been in the House, which has been too long, and she ain't the only one, whether they have a D or R tattooed on their foreheads. They've been in Congress too long. They're professional politicians. And, of course, AOC, she wants to be a professional politician, too. As long as the suckers in New York keep voting her in, she'll continue to rise through the ranks of being a career politician in the successful called Washington, D.C. But anyway, Cap, Denise, Professor of Politics, Reverend Dirty.
Happy Independence Day. Okay, well, any comments before you go on?
Well, I mean, I understand the whole point about term limits. I mean, we can attempt to do that in a legislative way, but I would also say that voters have the ability to term limit people out if they pay attention. You know, they don't.
So sure. Sure.
It is what it is.
Okay, Kyle, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, Denise, it looks like, according to some of these new polls, it looks like a lot of Americans are in many ways behind these recent Supreme Court decisions. And, of course, the Democrats want to rail against it. It's not overwhelming, of course, but a lot of people do think that maybe the student loan forgiveness shouldn't occur the way that it was brought about by Joe Biden, or that the affirmative action decision was the correct one. What do you think?
Joe Biden, when it comes to student loans, did not have the authority. Period. End of report. It was money for votes. Okay, so what they're trying to do is attempt to build a voter base by just giving away money. And he even said he wasn't sure that he had the authority. Pelosi said he didn't have the authority, and they did it anyway. You know, people don't understand free speech. And that was certainly the case with the web designers case. I would argue that not only do, people just really need to revisit what the amendments say. It's really quite clear to me, and it's embarrassing that these judges in these lower courts, I would say they need a lesson in the Constitution, and they the amendments are protections, and they're not to be used as a weapon. They're to protect us. And, as I said on the show last night, some of these cases, the Supreme Court, from what I understand, has a request for about 500 cases a year, 500 cases a year. Imagine, if the lower courts would ever get things right, imagine that we would only take maybe 7 or 8 cases a year at the Supreme Court. I mean, something's just very wrong. We've become so sideways when it comes to following law and what these amendments really mean.
Okay, hold that thought, guys. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. The show continues. Happy Independence Day to everybody.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. You'll be able to meet him if you want to come have lunch with us at the Village Inn from 11 to 1 today at 9701 4th Street in St. Pete, about 2 blocks south of Gandy. Look forward to seeing you there. We're going to have the whole crew over there because Mission Barbecue's closed, so we're going to the Village Inn in St. Pete on 4th Street. Now, this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and they've been in business for more than 85 years. Now, if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, you can get it insured. You can bundle all of that together and save some money by going to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, or calling your local agent. Now, they can even help you save more money if you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance together. Again, go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can find out where your local agent is over there, or just do a search on the Internet. You'll find it out that way, I guess. Well, that's what we're doing now since we don't have phone books anymore. But anyway, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check them out. See what they have to offer. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, Denise.
Good morning.
Now, I got a question for you from Uncle Rick down in Manatee County. And good morning, Uncle Rick. He says, Captain, what does the People's Liberation Army Navy have in Cuba? Denise will know.
What does the People's... I'm not sure I really understand the question.
I think he's talking about China. Doesn't China have something going on down there?
Yeah, of course. They're actually Chinese operations already going on in Cuba at the what is known as the Lord's base. That was a Russian eavesdropping base that was there for quite some time. It was allegedly shuttered, I think, in 2002, 2001. But that's what the Chinese are taking over. I would argue that they're taking, it's going to be co-located with Russians. We don't seem to be doing a thing about it.
Nope.
And what is particularly angry to me is that when Secretary of State Tony Blinken recently went over to China to visit whoever he went to visit and then kind of got a passing meeting with President Xi,
mm-hmm.
in order to even get that visit, we had to lift some sanctions. And one of the sanctions that we lifted was on Huawei. Huawei has been an eavesdropping operation for 20 years.
Yep.
But we lifted it. Now, what gear do you think China is going to put in to Cuba? Huawei.
Electronics, yep. Mm-hmm.
Huawei and ZTE. So, mm-hmm. We've got a National Security Council under this president that just couldn't care less. And I would argue that Biden and this National Security Council staff couldn't care less because they're all bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party to start with. Maybe that answers his question.
Okay, and good morning to Fred B. down there in Fort Lauderdale. Happy Independence Day to you, my friend, and many, many more to come. Okay, Fred B. chimed in. And speaking of phone books, what's he talking about here? He just sent me one about my phone book comment. Okay. He's using his computer, I guess. Okay, Kyle, back to you.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning again, Denise. Let's change gears just a little bit. Speaking of gears, from the international stage, Newsweek has an article out which is saying that it looks like Ron DeSantis' campaign seems to be, not doing so well. What do you think here of what's happening with DeSantis and vis-a-vis Trump and the fact that these indictments for Trump don't seem to have slowed Trump down? And is that working just against DeSantis overall?
It's real important to understand why you have all these candidates that are running. You know, from Tim Scott to Larry Elder to Vivek Ramaswamy, to DeSantis and so forth. They all bring a very different kind of angle to the political discussion. And, when you look at their polling numbers and some of their polling numbers, I mean, DeSantis is obviously way behind Trump, but the others that are so far behind, they're polling less than 2%, 1%, 2%, and 3%.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're really trying to do is bring a perspective to the debate, to the national discussion here, for anybody that necessarily wants to listen. I would argue that I don't think that DeSantis really, I can't speak for his campaign or I can't speak for the political action committees. Some of these political action committees do some very peculiar things. But anyway, I would argue that Florida has been the most freedom, fundamental state for quite some time under DeSantis. And, before that, I think that Governor Scott was doing a pretty good job, too. But what I think DeSantis' baton that he's carrying is really saying, not just to the other Republican governors, but to other states that don't necessarily have Republican governors and leadership, is these are the things that we do here in Florida that we need to spread across the country. And I think that DeSantis, his real job here is to challenge Newsom because Newsom is challenging DeSantis. And I think that's a huge part of the discussion for these liberal states. And for those states that, I mean, now we're seeing that Georgia could go blue again in the in these poll numbers. And shame on Michigan. Shame on Pennsylvania. Shame on Wisconsin. So I think that's really what DeSantis is doing. And, you know, Ramaswamy, he's a critical thinker, a very critical thinker. He does think out of the box. I think he just kind of he plants some seeds out there, you know, for his take on several things. Pence, you know, he's such a moderate. And he's such a low-key guy that I don't think he has a lot of excitement or energy about him. Nikki Haley, you know, she's bringing kind of the international stage kind of look to things because she was an ambassador to the UN.
Yep.
So, you know, they all have a different kind of angle, and I think that's good for the discussion. And, you know, we can't necessarily say what these political action committees do, but, you know, when it comes to DeSantis, now we have Obrador, the president of Mexico. He's trying to tell everybody he can possibly find that'll listen to him to not vote for DeSantis because of DeSantis's position on immigration.
By the way, did you hear what Larry Elder said yesterday?
I don't know. Did I?
He would be open to the phone call to be a vice presidential candidate.
Okay.
See, some of these people, I think, are running for vice president.
Well, they all could. But this is really what is important here. Now, Ken Cuccinelli, he is the one that is very, very much behind DeSantis. He's the one that kind of pushed DeSantis to get into this race, and he's the one that's, I think, the largest advocate on the politics side for DeSantis. A lot of people, you know, that are very pro-Trump, they're also saying we want him, but we can't take all the baggage that's going to come. And it's just not going to stop. They're not going to stop attacking them.
All right. Well, we got to go. We've run out of time. And I hope you have a great, happy Independence Day yourself. And stay low and keep out of the fireworks. All righty. Kyle, hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Good morning to John H. You didn't tell me where you're at, so I can't tell anybody either. Good morning to John H.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Update. Two PGA Tour officials will testify before a congressional committee next week on the organization's merger with Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf.
PGA Tour COO Ron Rice and board member Jimmy Dunn are set to testify July 11th before the Senate Homeland Security Committee Subcommittee on Investigations. Officials with LIV Golf, which is bankrolled by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, declined to appear. Lawmakers are concerned about the Saudi government's role in the deal. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Tesla deliveries are on the rise. Deliveries are up 83% this this year compared to the same quarter last year. In 2023, the automakers delivered over 466,000 vehicles from April to June compared to just under 255,000 last year during the same period. The new numbers brings the total number of cars Tesla's produced this year to around 900,000. That crushed expectations after the company announced price cuts on its cars earlier in the year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by National Aviation Academy. And of course, National Aviation Academy is located in Clearwater, Florida, with one of their campuses. The other one happens to be up in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside the great city of Boston, Massachusetts. And in either case, you should go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Take a look at what they have to offer and the training they'll give you to become an aviation maintenance technician, which is a high-paying job, which will give you the opportunity to make a lot of money, Now, when you do that, and if everything looks good to you, take the tour. Call them up on the phone. I'll give you the phone number here, 1-800-659-2080. Now, they're not there today because, obviously, it's Independence Day, so they're just not there. But 1-800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities, either in Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, whichever one works for you. Okay. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got a little hot in Kiev a couple days ago. Because as of Sunday, there was a
Iranian-made Shahed exploding drone detected and shot down before it had a chance to hit the city of Kiev. Now, that was the first time the drone strike had been launched on Kiev in 12 days, probably because they ran out of drones, I'm talking about the Russians, or because they had to move very quickly to get out of the area they were in. What do you think?
Well, it's very, very possible, and of course, we know that some of these drones come from Iran, so perhaps there was a delay or something of that nature.
Yeah. This one was made in Iran and came from Iran, the Shahed, which is the exploding drone, the one that goes over the target, blows up, and then whatever's down underneath it, good luck, you're going to get pelted with shrapnel. It's kind of like a cluster bomb, but it's not as big as one.
Yes, airborne, exactly, yeah.
Now, we had a first done by the Marines. Leave it to the Marines to do this one. They flew some F-35Cs. They flew a squadron from California to Australia, the first for the U.S. military. They've not been able to do that nonstop. And a Marine Aviation Squadron flew the F-35 Lightning II fighter jets all the way from California to Australia for the first time in history of the U.S. military. Not bad.
Not bad at all. That's right. What a trip.
And quite a range that F-35 is going to have then. They just showed us something. They can go a lot further than what we thought.
Well, precisely. That's right. And it's really, then that helps you to force project, you know, almost wherever you need to go at that point.
Now, over the weekend, I missed this one. I don't know why, but on Saturday, July the 1st, it was the 50th anniversary of the all-volunteer force to the American military when officials did away with the draft, the lotteries, and conscripting young men into the service. I still think to this day that was a mistake. I don't mind having volunteers. That's always good. But I think everybody should have to spend either a year or two in the National Guard, or perhaps if we've still got something called the Peace Corps, in the Peace Corps, and serve their country and understand a little bit of responsibility, take some responsibility for the privilege they have of being here in America.
Well, certainly in Israel, we know that they have such a requirement.
Until you're in your 60s, really.
Right, right. But now that the all-volunteer force has been here now for 50 years, I think it would be very difficult to reinstitute a draft without a larger issue that would be looming at that point.
Now, did you hear about the Coast Guard and something that happened over the weekend?
What was that?
They had to rescue 21 people, 21 people, within an hour across Tampa Bay when a storm came through. A very active weekend for Tampa Bay as boaters were out there celebrating, capsizing in their boats.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's terrible.
Yeah. The helicopters and the cutters must have been real busy. They don't have that many cutters, so they were using probably their small boats, but the helicopters had to be extremely busy during that. By the way, this is an interesting one. You know who Senator J.D. Vance is, right?
Right, right.
He's a junior senator from Ohio, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has endorsed the U.S. military going after the drug cartels in Mexico. He's not the first politician to say that. Now, the Republican from Ohio said fentanyl's increasing popularity and Mexico's apparent inability to squash or even attempt to stop the illicit narcotics and trade necessitates this proposal. I don't have a problem with that, even though I'm not sure how we would do it.
Well, attacking targets within Mexico would then create a state of war. But yeah, it would create a state of war between the United States and Mexico. I understand the sentiment of it, but the practicality of it is problematic at this point.
But I don't think it would be all that bad, do you? Because what's Mexico going to do? We got Mexicans that want to come to this country for a better life. I know they don't really care for what's going on down there. Obregon is not a popular president.
Well, attacking into another nation is an entirely different ballgame. It would have to be something that, number one, the American people would have to be overwhelmingly for it. There would have to be some other kind of provocation. Otherwise, being condemned on the international stage would be an understatement.
Well, maybe we could get South America to join with us, some of the countries there, because this is a scourge that's all through the area.
Well, that's right. And but the idea, of course, is, you know, perhaps there are other ways to arm twist and so forth. But the cartels do control so much of the country there. I think that goes without saying. So there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way to stop the drugs. And not the least of which, of course, is making sure our border is secure. That's the first step of defense.
I've been told that they actually hire they actually have more money on hand than the government of Mexico with all of their resources because of the money that they get and that they buy and sell the politicians that they want in place. Same with the law enforcement people.
Well, I'm sure that they do. One other aspect of this, too, Captain, is to try to develop our society such that people aren't, buying these drugs. And it goes beyond just say no, this kind of thing. I'm not being Pollyannish about it. But if you start to lessen the demand, well, then they're not going to get so rich.
Now, that's a term I haven't heard in a long time. Pollyannish, huh?
That's right.
Okay. Oh, boy. Democrats, by the way, seem to be pushing for the Supreme Court term limits after the rulings didn't go their way. We're hearing from some other people that are chiming in. It's just not going to happen. They can't just legislate it and make it such. By the way, we've also heard the Democrats are trying to have a convention of states, and they would be in control, so they can change the Supreme Court and some other things, because they do want to change some of the amendments of the Constitution, like the First Amendment.
Well, that's right. And in the meantime, even if it never got to that point, they would simply try to get the mileage out of it by going on talk shows and saying, let's have term limits for the Supreme Court justices. It helps them run their own campaigns, their own little cottage industries about how America's terrible and look how you're being overrun and the authoritarian regime, which in reality, they want to establish the authoritarian regime.
Well, they need 34 states. In order to have a constitutional convention, 34 states. They only have 16. How are they going to do it?
Well, that's a good question. But again, if they have a political cause that they can get mileage out of and get voters to get riled up and say, yeah, I'm voting Democrat because we're finally going to stop these Supreme Court justices, you know, then it's a win for them.
Again, they don't understand the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or what the Supreme Court does, or we never would hear this, because the Supreme Court has the final say on the legality or illegality or constitutionality of whatever it is they're deciding. Now, hold that thought. Folks, we'll come right back. No Chris Markowski today, but we're going to play John Wayne again when we come back. I got a real interesting segment here on that, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And Chris Markowski has the day off today to enjoy Independence Day with his family, and I'm sure he's going to be cooking somewhere, doing something. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. And their Moss Acura dealership is located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. So you got the Acura dealer and the Nissan dealer, both from Moss Family Automotive, side by side. Now, you can find out more about them by going online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, or MossFamilyAutomotive.com. And when you're over there, you'll see their You Serve, You Save program, which is very unique because all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, and church pastors too, get afforded a tremendous discount on your vehicle for the service that you do to the community. Now also, your new or your pre-owned vehicle comes with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And of course, they're very family friendly. They're very business oriented too. Their hours are adjustable, so they work around you and they stay open late to service vehicles. Sometimes people can't get there till after work, and they're there to do it. So there you go. And their service department is second to nobody. They do a really good job. And their oil changes, you know what you do with an oil, what you get with an oil change? You get a car wash. They wash your car. So when it comes back, if it went in a mess to begin with, it's not going to be when it comes back. But anyway, there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
A couple hours ago, we played John Wayne with his video that he made about
Why I Love Her, America, Why I Love Her. And I'm going to play that again right now. It seems to be a fitting time to do it. So here we go.
Ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachian Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at the Massachusetts shore where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea? Or bow your head at Gettysburg? Or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty pecans? Or watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? You felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display. Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out. My pulse runs fast, a mite for domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
I can only say one thing when they, every time I hear that, Kyle, and it's the word wow.
It really is very powerful and very moving. And what I think is important too, Captain, especially on this 4th of July, is that people are able to take a few moments to take some time, you know, blot out the noise of the cell phones and the social media and all the stuff, and just reflect on all these great things that John Wayne was just talking about with America right there, and kind of clear your head about it. I think that would, that's what I was doing. I was sitting there listening to that.
Yeah, because it's a message that you don't hear anymore, hardly anywhere. And we used to hear it all the time.
Well, of course, that's right. That's right. You know, and it's elevating. See, that's the thing. It's thinking about the best things that America stands for, that America continues to stand for, that we continue to strive for, as opposed to the daily litany from the left, primarily from the left, about how America's bad, it's evil, it's based on slavery, it's based on this, and on and on it goes, until you finally, you know, you have a lot of young people these days that have only heard this negative perspective of America. And of course, it's by design.
Well, sometimes I wonder, when you can always spot a Democrat or hear a Democrat, because somebody had something to say yesterday about an American flag, and they said, I don't know why they had to fly that American flag. It was Pride Month, and the Pride flags were everywhere, but that guy flies an American flag all the time. And I was thinking to myself, I said, well, you ignorant fool. I mean, I actually said something else, but I'll just use that. How's that?
Well, but the United States flag is the symbol of unity. It is the symbol of freedom. You know, you can't go to many other countries on earth and live the way that you choose to, or be the person you choose to be, or espouse the beliefs that you want to espouse. Only the red, white, and blue captain with those 50 stars on a field of blue is the one place in the world where you truly have that ability. Yes, we have our allies, and they are free, and they talk about that. But the United States of America, of course, we think, because we're Americans, still stands head and shoulders above all the other experiments on planet Earth.
Let me go to the phone and get the caller here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just, in tune with along with what you all are saying, is our country is great and stuff, but the problem, one of our main problems is that we are not teaching nor demanding civilization among our institutions, our people anymore. And if we don't get this back, we are going to lose this country.
We aren't going to. We are. Okay, I'll answer that because I appreciate you saying that. Unfortunately, we're not going to get it back. There's a certain element of teachers that are going to teach what they're doing, and they're not going to stop because they believe in what it is they're doing. But that's why tenure is something that was discussed a long time ago, and some of the schools made it harder to get tenure, because once you get tenure, it's very hard to fire a teacher.
That's true. That's really true.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that we should change that everywhere and anywhere, but there are some places, I'm sure, around the countryside where it would be not a bad idea. By the way, you remember Ray Charles?
Of course.
You remember the song he was famous for? Well, not necessarily. He wasn't. Later in life, he became famous for his rendition of America the Beautiful. Remember that?
Right. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to play that in the next hour.
All right. We shall look forward to it.
Yeah. Probably in the last segment of the show, we'll play that.
Well, you know, you mentioned about the teachers, Captain, and certainly one of the things, and teachers are going to teach what they want to teach, by and large, but we still have to keep the door open for people to be able to introduce information that they find out about and have real discussions, open discussions, so that things aren't suppressed. See, the idea is, yeah, you can teach a quote against the United States, but we have to keep that door open for people to say, no, wait a minute, you said what about the United States? Well, what about this? What about this historical fact? This kind of thing. We need to keep that openness to be able to make sure people understand what our country's about.
Mm-hmm. All right, here comes the music. I hear it right now coming up here, so I'm going to put you on hold. All right, folks, we'll be back, and I do believe we'll be hearing from retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the way back. So don't go anywhere. We will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.